Blog Talk Radio.
We were dug from in order to ascertain how to
get into and maintain a constructive and positive relationship with the Elohim, and how to get into and maintain a constructive and positive relationship with one another. Because the evidence speaks for itself in regards to Yah, and it speaks for itself in regards to one another. My wife needs Sonya, and I were in line at the dollar store last night. Let me show you how we become a monstrosity. Now, at the dollar store, in a checkout lane, the people are coming forward in a lane that's designed for individual checking out. Now, this so-called brother, he comes into the store and walks into the lane that we're in the checkout in, and not saying, excuse me, or pardon me, or anything. And so, you know, I'm trying to make sure he don't touch my wife, so I'm turning as he walk up there. I'm giving the evil eye. I want him to say something. Yeah, I must have wanted him to say nothing, because I wasn't feeling that brother right then. See, he could have easily went to the next lane, which is the coming to the lane. But see, we're full of hatred and animosity and disrespect for one another, not knowing who you mess with. That's why we end up making a news, because we are a monstrosity. We have no common courtesy. We have no respect for elders, for women, for children, for that matter. So it's imperative that you understand the dynamic of relationships with one another, because that was stolen away from us along with our names and our tribes and so on and so forth. And common courtesy was stolen away. But I wasn't feeling that, brother. Man, that's my wife. Don't be pushing up on folk like that. What's wrong with you? You know, y'all held my tongue, but not. If it was that old Yamsu, for who he knew the Most High, it would have been said there he lied. But I don't play game with grown men, okay? I don't play by my wife, okay? So, like I said, it's imperative that we get these studies right, because our fingers are broken. This brother gonna come into a lane that's moving outward instead of going to the second lane, coming into that lane, and coming into the lane that we were, because the gentleman behind us is the one he wanted to, I guess he wanted to get up with. You know, I guess that's what the folk he came with. But there's a time and place for everything. And you don't be rude because you don't know who you're messing with. So we need these studies to know how to be exercise common courtesy. Because most I be told, I wasn't feeling that fella. Because as he walked past us, I'm turning as he's walking past, looking at him, wanting him to say something. Please say something. But y'all said, I know you, Yamsu. I know you. You want him to say something, so you hit him in the mouth. I did. But the Most High knew me, and he said, no, I can't let you hit that brother in the mouth. Although I know he was wrong, but his thinker is broken, just like most of our thinkers are broken. But like I said, there again, that's why these studies are imperative, to study the rock we were hewn from and the ditch we were dug from. See, Abraham wouldn't have did that. Yahshua wouldn't have did that. Moses wouldn't have did that. King David wouldn't have did that. But if you're a walking dead brother and a sister, you do what you want to do, how you want to do it, and when you want to do it. And then when you get up from the ground, or you still laying on the ground with a bullet in your ass, why you do that to me? Because we have no common courtesy. We don't know how to treat one another. As I said in previous studies, we're like pit bulls when it comes to one another. You see another pit bull, instead of being polite and courteous, raise up on you. You just want to attack. You just want to do anything to the other pit bulls. You know, we're not pit bulls, but we act like that when it comes to one another. That's why I said, I implore, I encourage, I said, do not get with walking dead brothers and our sisters. What's going to happen? There's going to be some arguing, fussing, fighting, swinging, and maybe some killing, and some fluttering of some yellow tape and blue and white lights. We are a monstrosity. We think we can just do anything we want to do, how we want to do it, and folk go along with that. People ain't going along with that nonsense. You need to get your minds right out there. You need to study the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. You need to study your ancient ones. They did some good things. Pick up on the good things. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. So Saviour is not with us tonight, but Brother Cottrell. Brother Cottrell, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom. Cottrell, your mic is hot. Shalom.
Sorry, brother. Trying to get off mute.
Oh, no problem, brother.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, brother.
And most I bless you as well, you and Nisanya.
Thank you, brother.
Quite an adventure. But that's like a daily thing when you go to the store in our neighborhood. There's no respect for elders. I worked in a nursing home, and I've seen a lack of respect for elders, and I had to quit before I hurt somebody.
Exactly.
I said, I got to get out of here before I put my hands on somebody. But
exactly.
That's wisdom. You don't want to get, into some trouble with that. Can't get out of
exactly.
That's because your anger and emotions got the best of you.
Exactly.
So that brother, he's gonna run into a young Yom Suf, somebody mm-hmm. just like him, hard headed, stiff necked.
Right.
And that karma gonna come back on him because you can't disrespect elders and not respect some kind of karma.
Exactly. My wife said, Katya, baby, maybe he was on some drugs. I said, even something was wrong with him.
Well, our people got the Stockholm Syndrome and they socially engineered. So that's why you have to be like the higher man.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be the greater person. Because we understand our people's problems.
Exactly. That's why I didn't say nothing. But I sure wanted him to say something. But he didn't say anything. He was avoiding eye contact. So I just turned back around. And me and the wife, we got on that.
Yeah, he knew that. He knew that rebuke was coming if he had said something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It definitely was coming. Well, Cottrell, how's your family?
Everybody's good.
That's cool.
Trying to get ready for this trip to the continent.
Mm-hmm.
If the Most High wills it.
Right. Where
end of the month, I'll be going over.
Oh, end of the month. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now, how long are you going to be there, Cottrell?
Scheduled for like 8 days.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yep. Who will you guys be staying with?
Ambassador Isaac is probably making arrangements.
Okay.
I don't know the exact itinerary of the trip, but I know there's major progress being made. People are acknowledging that Israel is waking up. That we need to come together as a nation.
Right.
So all kind of people is being stirred up. Fallow ground is being broken.
How did
so we just
make
a connection?
Okay. Okay. How did Brother Shemaya like the food?
They didn't really make mention of the food, except
right.
for the fruit.
Uh-huh.
They said the fruit over there is real fruit. You've never
right.
tasted fruit until you tasted the fruit from over there.
Sweet.
He said the fruit over here is garbage. When you taste the fruit over there, you realize we've been eating garbage.
Exactly. Praise Yah. The land of
praise Yah.
Well, Cottrell?
Rich land. Yeah,
rich land. Okay. And tell the wife, thanks to her, Cottrell, we enjoyed a meal of curry goat recently. And thanks to her. Thanks to her. Her recipe, hey, bro, when I do it one time, when she told me that one time,
oh.
Her wife, and I don't need no more recipes. It just stuck in my mind what your wife said. And thanks to her, I want to thank her for another great meal of curry goat.
I'm going to give you a little tip.
Uh-huh.
You should try it on some beef, curry beef.
Oh, for real? I didn't know that,
yeah.
Bro. Hey, let me ask you a question, Carl.
Curry beef.
How does barbecue goat taste?
I never tried that.
Oh, you haven't tried it? Okay.
I made some barbecue lamb. I never tasted barbecue goat.
Yeah, well, we've cooked barbecue lamb. I'm thinking about barbecuing me some of that goat, brother.
You know, tell me how it comes out.
Okay, I'll let you know, brother.
Both goat and lamb are tender. And
yeah,
they're more digestible.
Yeah, I know it.
Than,
yeah, beef. It's not hard on the digestive system. You're right.
No.
But Cottrell, if you're ready to continue delving into the studies in chapter 23 of with that mascot. Chapter 23. Y'all heard that, not Viagra.
Viagra.
I can't say Viagra. I'm saying Viagra. Chapter 23, y'all. And these are the feasts, the events that we celebrate in our land. The Shabbat, the new moon, the Passover, the Feast of the Unleavened Bread, the Feast of First Fruit, the Feast of Weeks, Feast of Trumpets, the Day of Atonement, the Feast of Tabernacle with the booze, and they don't even celebrate. I don't even think they celebrate that. Pretentious over there. The Feast of the Tabernacle booze that we set up. The Feast of Dedication. The first one is the Feast of Yah, chapter 23. Yah spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel, and said to them, the Feast of Yah, which you shall proclaim to be a holy convocation. These are my feasts, Mosiah says, the Shabbat. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Shabbat of solemn rest. Yeah, I want you to rest. Not go to church.
And not on Sunday.
Not on Sunday. A holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is Shabbat of Yah and all your dwellings everywhere. The Passover and Unleavened Bread. These are the feasts of Yah, holy convocation, which you shall proclaim at their appointed times. On the 14th day of the first month, at twilight, is Yah's Passover. And on the 15th day of the same month is the Feast of the Unleavened Bread to Yah. 7 days you must eat unleavened bread. On the first day, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no customary work on it, but you shall offer an offering made by fire to Yah for 7 days. The 7 days shall be a holy convocation. You shall do no customary work on it. The Feast of the First Fruit, fruits come. Hey, go ahead, brother.
Most people, they say they observe Passover.
Right.
Passover is only for one day.
Exactly.
Really not a whole day. It's
right.
For a brief moment.
Exactly.
And then after that, you go to the Feast of Unleavened Bread. So what people call Passover is really the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
Praise God. And that's why we have to know these things, Katriel. That's why we have to study these things. That's why we have to apply these things. Stop second guessing. Thank you, Katriel. You're certainly right, according to God, Katriel. Praise God. The Feast of the First Fruits. Yah spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel, and said to them, when you come into the land which I give you, and reap its harvest, then you shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest to the priest. He shall weigh the sheaf before Yah to be accepted on your behalf on a day after the Shabbat. The priest shall weigh it, and you shall offer on that day when you weigh the sheaf and replace a male lamb of the first year, but you still leave that sheep there for the priest, without blemish, as a burnt offering to Yah. Its grain offering shall be 2/10 of an ephah of fine flour mixed with oil, an offering made by fire to Yah for a sweet aroma. And its drink offering shall be a wine, 1/4 of a hin of wine. You should eat neither bread nor parched grain, nor fresh grain until the same date that you have brought an offering to your Elohim. It should be a statute forever throughout your generation and all your dwellings. The Feast of the Weeks.
Did Yah say wine?
His wife.
As an offering?
Yes, sir.
So, yes, so sir. Why is the church so opposed to wine offering?
The church is opposed to a lot of offerings, except the one you put in their plate.
Oh, yeah.
Except the one go jingle, 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 jingle. Oh, they green. They ain't opposed to that country, but that ain't in here. But they're not opposed
to
that. They're opposed to everything, yes. You mentioned that yesterday.
And we read how we're supposed to offer these offerings. Can't
exactly.
take it from a stranger. Mm-hmm. It has to be from your hands and your land. You gotta take care of these animals. You gotta make sure you raise that animal. That animal is not blemished. You
right.
don't sacrifice it yourself. You bring it to the priest.
Right. You're in control. You're in control of the whole resource. Not by virtue, by yourself per se, but by your brothers and or your sisters who you perhaps can take that offering from as a gift to give to Yah. But you can't take it from a foreigner. Like these people going to these meat markets and these stockyards. Those are for foreigners. Those are from strangers. Praise
as a matter of fact, counsel.
Yes.
Praise Yah.
Mm-hmm.
The person that brings the offering, what do you got to do with it?
He's got to slay it himself. He got to slay it himself.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. And most people have never done that. And that's quite an experience. When you slaughter a goat or a sheep, it's quite an experience if you haven't done it.
Yeah, it's chilling experience, I suspect. But, it's just in our nature to be able to handle that. But we hadn't done that for a long time. But believe you me, when the time comes, we'll be able to do it. First time you may be a little squeamish, but I think you'll be much more tender toward the animal. You'll treat the animal with a lot of tenderness and so on and so on, as you should.
Yes.
Yes. Because, you know,
my first trip to a butcher shop and watching a lamb get slaughtered, I almost fainted.
You did, Coach.
I had to go outside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well.
I got to be truthful. I almost fainted. Like, wow.
Well, Cartrell, I may on my first offer, I may faint on that. As you get your soup off the lamb. So the priest said, where's your soup for? He snipped the little lamb neck and he fell right out. You remember I told you I went to the Marine Corps? And I was swimming, Cartrell, and I thought I could swim.
Yeah.
It was a part of my name. Mm-hmm. That my friend Chris from New York City. It's funny, I like brothers from New York City. Chris was from New York City. Chris was a young, he said, bruh, you dived in the pool, went straight to the, but you did a pretty dive. So I suspect I may do the slaughter of the lamb quite right. Technique, being gentle with the lamb. I'm not saying I ain't going to fall out. All right, Katrina. Thank you, brother.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, brother. It's true. The Feast of the Weeks. You should count for yourselves from the day after the Shabbat. From the day that you brought the sheaf of the wave offering, 7 Shabbats shall be completed. Count 50 days to the day after the 7th Shabbat, when you shall offer a new grain offering to Yah. You shall bring from your dwelling 2 ways of loaves of 2/10 of an ephah, loaves of bread. They shall be of fine flour. They shall be baked with leaven. This bread is risen. They are the first fruits to Yah. And you shall offer with the bread 7 lambs of the first year, without blemish, 1 young bull, and 2 rams. They shall be as a burnt offering to Yah, with their grain offering and their drink offerings, an offer made by fire for a sweet aroma to Yah. Then you shall sacrifice 1 kid of the goats as a sin offering, and 2 male lambs of the first year as a sacrifice of peace offering. The priest shall wave them with that bread of the first fruit, and the way off of me for Yah. with the two lambs. They shall be holy to Yah for the priest. You shall proclaim on the same day that it is a holy convocation to you. You shall do no customary work. Well, we a lot of holidays. We didn't do a lot of work, man. Now, y'all be fired off y'all's job if y'all try to do it here. It shall be a statute forever in your dwelling throughout your generations. When you reap, go ahead, Kyle.
Not only that, these holy days, it was more than one.
I know it.
Each one was 7 days. You had 7 days off.
Exactly.
Unlike the holidays here in America.
No.
We just had the 4th of July. People would be breaking their necks to get away for the weekend and then got to rush back on the 5th.
No. Y'all gave you equal opportunity and time frame to submit yourself to these holidays. And it was like a Mexican fiesta. And it wasn't no problem. You get there, and so on and so forth. It wasn't no rush. When you reap the harvest of your land, thank you, Gottrell, you shall not wholly reap the corners of your land. We knew that. When you reap, nor shall you gather any gleaning from your harvest. Don't go back. You shall leave them for the poor and for the strangers, foreigners. I'm Yah, your Elohim. Yah looking out for everybody, poor and for strangers too. Feast of the Trumpets. Yah spoke to Moses saying, speak to the children of Israel. Then in the seventh month, on the first day of the month, you shall have a Shabbat rest, a memorial of blowing of trumpets, a holy convocation. You shall do no customary work on it. You shall offer an offering made by fire to Yah. The Day of Atonement. Yah spoke to Moses saying, also the tenth day of the seventh month shall be the Day of Atonement. It shall be a holy convocation for you. You shall afflict your soul. You should meditate. You should afflict your souls. And offer made by fire to Yah. And you shall do no work on that same day. But it's the Day of Atonement. To make atonement for you before Yah your Elohim. For any person who is not afflicted in soul, that same day, shall be cut off from it. If you're not participating and afflicted, you shall be cut off from his people. I don't know how y'all going to do it, but he's going to do it. And any person who does any work on that same day, that person I will destroy from among his people. I don't know how y'all going to do it, but he's going to do it. You shall do no matter work. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations in all your dwellings. It shall be to you a Shabbat of solemn rest. You shall afflict yourself. You shall meditate on what has transpired and what you have contributed to the, what is the continual and so on and so forth. On the ninth day of the month at evening, from evening to evening, you shall celebrate your Shabbat. The last one.
So in addition to meditating, it's a fast day. No
exactly.
Water, no food.
Exactly.
For 24 hours.
Exactly.
And from infants on up.
Exactly.
Every soul that's living.
Praise Yah. You should afflict you.
Praise Yah.
Day of Tabernacles. Thank you, God. Then Yah spoke to Moses saying, speak to the children of Israel saying, the 15th day of the seventh month shall be Feast of Tabernacle for 7 days to Yah. On the first day, there shall be a holy convocation. You shall do no customary work on it. For 7 days, you shall offer an offering. For 7 days, you shall offer an offering made by fire to Yah. On the eighth day, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall offer an offering made by fire to Yah. It is a sacred assembly. You shall do no customary work on it. These are the feasts of Yah, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, to offer an offering made by fire to Yah, a burnt offering, and a grain offering, a sacrifice, and a drink offering, everything on its day. Besides the Shabbats of Yah, besides your gifts, besides all your vows, besides all your freewill offerings, which you give to Yah. Also on the 15th day of the seventh month, when you have gathered in the fruit of the land, you should keep the feast of Yah for 7 days. On the first day, there should be a Shabbat rest. On the eighth day, a Shabbat rest. And you should take for yourselves on the first day of the fruit of beautiful trees, branches of palm trees, the boughs of leafy trees, and the willows of the brook. And you shall rejoice before Yah and your Elohim for 7 days. You don't sit up there feeling all sad and sorry. You should rejoice. You should keep it as a feast to Yah. For 7 days in a year, it should be a statute forever in your generations. You should celebrate it in the seventh month. You should dwell in the booths. We make our own little booths with those branches for 7 days. All who are native Israelites should dwell in those booths, not in your houses, that your generation may know that I made the children of Israel dwell in the booths when I brought them out of the land of Mizraim. You should recapture that. I am Yah, your Elohim. So Moses declared to the children of Israel the feast of Yah. Praise Yah, self-explanatory, and bless his holy name. Cottrell, you have the mic, my brother.
All praises to the Holy One of Israel. He didn't mention Christmas, did he?
Oh, no, but stop it.
Halloween?
No, stop it.
Easter?
No, stop it.
And you see how they twisted it. These are holy days, not holidays.
Right.
They call their feast days holidays.
Same thing.
Twist the words.
Twist the words.
It ain't the same thing. Oh, no.
Yep.
It ain't the same thing.
That's how they try to make it. That's how they try to make it.
Yeah. And we go for the okey-doke because none of our people know about these days, do they? And, you know, our people know how to celebrate. Celebration
right.
ain't no problem for our people. But we got to be celebrating the right thing.
Praise God.
Unfortunately, we give more praise to the holidays than we do the holy days.
Mm-hmm.
These things we can't do because we're not in our own land. We don't have our own fruit. We don't control the fruit market. We don't control the animal markets.
Right.
And we're not on our land.
Exactly.
And there's no priests.
Exactly.
So all these things are taken away from us. But we can memorialize them. We can remember that this is our culture and this is what our fathers were supposed to do. All praises.
All praises, God. Thank you, my brother. Thank you, fellow students. The most important thing, thank you, Yah, and bless your holy name for providing us this instruction, not calling us simply to show up, show out, and show out, and showboat, but calling us to inform us on the who, what, when, and where, and our how, and of course, to these feasts and everything else. Praise Yah. Cottrell is ready to proceed in the second segment of study. And it's in the book of Psalms, which y'all call Psalms. It's 81. And this is an appeal for Israel's repentance. An appeal for Israel's repentance. Now, this song.
Ain't that what we're doing now?
Exactly. September 2nd in Washington, D.C. 2nd through the 3rd, what? 2nd through the 3rd or 1st to the 3rd or one of them.
1st to the 3rd.
1st to the 3rd. Okay. Praise Yah. Go to yahwillgather.us and get the pertinent information if you're going to be there and live. If not, be there in spirit. Praise Yah. Katria, and this song was sent to the chief musician on the instrument of God. This, again, is a song of Asaph. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. Our brother Asaph was on point. He knew our people needed to repent to the Most High. And this is not a Christian thing. This is what the Christians stole from our culture. And why are we repenting? We want to get back to those feast days, right?
Exactly.
7 days of the feast days. But watch the synchronicity of these studies, because we didn't plan this. Psalms 81, Psalm of Asaph, praise Yah. Say aloud to Elohim, our strength of the nation of Israel. Make a joyful shout to the Elohim of Yaakov. Raise a song and bring the tambourine, the pleasant lyre and the harp. You know how we do with music. Blow the trumpet at the new moon, at the full moon, and on our feast day. Now, can we just read about that?
Exactly.
Just read about them. Our feast days. We had a memorial time. For it is a statute for Yisrael. We just read it. An ordinance of the Elohim of Yaakov. He appointed it in Yosef for a covenant when he went out over the land of Egypt, Mizraim. I heard a language that I didn't know. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were freed from the basket. You called in trouble, and I delivered you. That's what happens when we turn our hearts to the Most High and we call on him for help. He notices and he takes action. You called in trouble and I delivered you. I answered you in the secret place of thunder. I tested you at the waters of Meribah. And guess what? We failed miserably. Hear my people, and I will testify to you. Israel, if you would listen to me. And therein lies our major problem, right, Yamsu? We don't want to hear what Yah got to say. We'd rather hear what man has to say.
Well,
in particular, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Peter, Paul, Mary. Go ahead, Yam.
Cartrell, you can attest to that fact. You've been on the show going on 5 years. And you can attest to the fact. People don't want to hear what Yah said. They want to hear what man said. And that's their dilemma. And if they don't stop doing what they're doing, it's just going to be more the same.
Exactly. And the biggest little word in the English language, if, hear my people, and I will testify to you, Israel, if you would listen to me, that's why we're here. That's why we declare Yah's word every night, 5 nights a week, 7 p.m., until we get Yah's word out. There shall be no strange God in you. Neither shall you worship any foreign God. No more. We're doing it now, but that's going to end. I am Yah, your Elohim, who brought you up out of the land of Mizraim. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. Yeah. If you know what Yah is saying, you have to speak. That's why we're here on a Real Talk for Real People radio show, because Yah has opened our mouth and filled it with his word. But my people didn't listen to my voice, and they still don't. Yeah, we still don't. We're so sorry that we don't listen to you. Israel desired none of me. Isn't a sentiment kind of the same right about now?
It sure is, Katria. The evidence doesn't lie.
And we in a world of trouble because of it, aren't we?
We certainly are.
And this is what Yah's response to us is. So I let them go after the stubbornness of their hearts, that they might walk in their own counsel, which we do, lean on our own understanding. We think we know everything. We're smart. We're intelligent. We're gifted. We're anointed. We're holy. We're sanctified. Oh, that my people would listen to me, that Israel would walk in my ways. You're talking about the everlasting path of life. That's the way of Yah. I would soon subdue their enemies. What? You would do what, Yah? If Israel listens to you, you would do what? I would soon subdue their enemies and turn my hand against their adversaries. Wow. That's the solution to our problem? Instead, we go to our enemies and we think we can make them our friends or join them. But the real key is to walk in Yah's ways, and Yah will soon subdue our enemies and turn his hand against our adversaries. The haters of Yah would cringe before him. And there's a lot of haters out there of the Most High. And their punishment would last forever. You don't want that. But he would also have fed them with the finest of the wheat. I will satisfy you with honey out of a rock. And only Yah could bring honey out of a rock. All praise to the Holy One of Israel. These are the things he will do for our people if we would only but listen and obey. Our problems will soon be solved. But we don't read, we don't study. We don't unite with each other to repent to the Most High. Mayhaps on September 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, Yah will hear us. And he will do what he said he will do. I'm praying for you.
Praise Yah, God.
Praise Yah.
I think it was self-explanatory, and it was synced, as Cartrell alluded to. As Cartrell said, bring these things together. We just do the shows. We do the studies. And Yah brings it together. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. We implore you to heed Yah's word. We implore you, stop listening to men. Stop putting your trust in men. They can't do anything for themselves, and they certainly can't do anything for you. Praise God and bless his holy name. Continue to study with us. Don't pretend, because y'all know what pretension is. Be for real about Yah. Ask him to be a friend of yours like Abraham. Ask him to teach you to be a friend to him like Abraham. Ask him to teach you to be humble and obedient to his word like Moses. Ask him to depend totally and independently upon you, like Joshua and Joseph, and to trust his word, whatever transpires, no matter what come at you, depend upon his word. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Katria, any closing remark, my brother and friend?
I'm just astonished at how synchronized these studies are.
Exactly.
I didn't expect this song to pop up and be synchronized with the lesson we just went over. But
exactly.
Most High always shows us our problems, diagnoses what's wrong with us, and tells us what the solution is. And it's crazy that our people don't read this. They lean on other things as if other things are going to give them a solution when Yah is giving us the antidote right here. I mean, crystal clearly, can't get no plainer than what we just read. So
exactly. My
hope is that these words go out into the ethos and has an effect of healing our people who've been so badly damaged by the oppression that we've suffered. All praise to the Most High. I pray that the audience that's listening tunes into the movement that we're trying to make to repent to the Most High so that the Most High can take action in our behalf. All praises.
All praises. Bless you, fellow students. Bless the name of the Most High. All of our souls. All that is within us, bless the Most High. Continue to let his footstep be your pathway, which is virtually his words. We love you, fellow students. We love you, Most High. And continue to direct and course correct us. Praise your holy name, God. Shalom and good night.
Yeah, stand in the circle of peace. a fine lady, Vaseline is hard on the brain. We're lifting up the kid, we're putting down all the machine. Vaseline is hard on the
brain. Conquering lions, so we trample the beast. Damn, don't tell me, so we look to the east. East is the most and the most is the least. When you're living in a